What's up, kiddos? I've got an ad today. This episode of Date Fails is brought to you by Simple Health, convenient and affordable care which provides online birth control, prescriptions, and delivery. Prescriptions are usually $20, but Simple Health is offering you a prescription for free. That's crazy. Go to simplehealth.com/datefails, simplehealth.com/datefails, or enter the promo code DATEFAILS at checkout. Free birth control. I feel like they targeted my podcast because they want me to have this specifically. Go get it, guys. Let's do this. Oh, what's up, guys? It's Date Fails. It's so weird now because I've been doing it at home. I've been using music at the beginning. And now in the studio, I'm not using music. And it just feels weird, doesn't it?
It does, because I've listened to the ones with you at home. So, yeah, I'm used to you playing some music.
I've been playing Another One Bites the Dust. I know, because that's my love life.
You were playing it before the Queen movie, too.
I know. I've always been a Queen fan. I'm not one of those bandwagoners like Lee.
I am a huge bandwagon Queen fan. How can you tell?
Actually, I've never heard you talk about Queen. Do you even like Queen?
I mean, just recently. I just got on the bandwagon.
Well, see, that's okay. Did you know that Queen has like two songs back in the U.S. top 40 since that movie came out? Like,
of course.
Don't you think that's so crazy, though? Like, the whole band, like, it was so long ago.
That's why they made it, for people who are still going to movies.
And yeah,
like,
I know.
You know, they're fans. They're like, yeah, I'll buy that.
I never go to movies.
They have a new
you?
Song coming out.
They do not. Do they? No. Oh, I thought you were serious. Well, they could, because they're doing a residency in Vegas. Queen is. And what's his name? Adam Lambert is like the singer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I've heard he's amazing. I've heard it's great. Do you know who he is?
No.
I know he was on one of those shows, like American Idol or something.
Yeah. He's also, I think he's gay, and he's like got kind of a similar voice, so I've heard he's like crushing.
Maybe it's reincarnation. He's back. He's back.
All right, listen, guys, guess who's here today? I'm so excited for the people at home who don't recognize that voice.
It's a little raspy today, I'm sorry.
It's okay. You look great.
Thank you.
My very good friend, you guys know him from the Church of What's Happening Now, and now he's like a big-time comedian. He's got headshots.
Oh, boy.
Guys, Mr. Lee Syatt.
Woo! Yeah. I'm excited to be back.
I'm so stoked to have you. And Jack Jr. is now co-hosting when he's available and awake. And Jack,
is that why
it's
at 3 p.m.?
Yeah.
Actually, no. It was just the only time the studio was open. I thought, you know, you sleep in, don't you?
No. Joey calls me. For a couple years, Joey was calling me at 6 in the morning. Now he calls me like 8:30.
I will never forget one day, Joey. The reason Joey and I first like clicked is because he was like, I like your work ethic. Because I was, like, for a long time, I was like grinding like 20 hours a day. But then slowly, as I've gotten older, I don't have as much energy. I don't know where the fuck Joey gets all that energy, man. Freezing. He says it's the cryo chamber, you know?
He was up way early before the cryo. I don't know if he takes naps secretly during the day or what he does, but he's always up at like 5 in the morning, and
he takes naps. He does take naps. He told me he sleeps like 3 hours at a time.
Okay, he doesn't tell me about the nap, so.
Yeah, he takes naps. But one
he
day,
makes it seem like he's always up with me.
He just never sleeps. No, one day he called me at like 6:30 in the morning, 7 in the morning, because he saw me tweet, which that's the other thing. He'll see me tweet, and then he'll be like, I know you're up. Why aren't you answering your phone, cocksucker, or whatever? And he called me, and he was like 6:30 in the morning.
And he's ready to go. It's not like he just woke up. He's been up for 30 minutes taking bong hits.
Yeah, and when he called me, he was like, see, this is why I like you, man. Up, crack of dawn, hustling, already grinding, tweeting, and I didn't have the heart to tell him that I was still up from the night before.
Absolutely. Let's go to yoga.
Exactly. I was like drunk. I'm like, yeah, Joey, I slept great, went to bed at 10. But anyway, so he called me today. I have to tell the people. So you guys, last time Lee was on was right after the breakup, I think.
Right around it, yeah.
Yeah,
you guys, it was like finally pussy episode.
Yeah, Lee. Oh, yeah. Wait, have you been on? Was Lee on, Jack? Do you remember after he got laid or after? Had you had sex yet? I think
we did two episodes.
We did two episodes.
Yes.
Quickly.
We did one right when you guys broke up.
Right.
And then we did one after you hadn't fucked yet.
I hadn't fucked yet. Oh, boy.
Yeah, you hadn't fucked yet.
I guess.
I know. And now you're like Joey.
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Slaying it.
First of all, every time I talk to Lee now, there's a different chick. Every time.
It sounds a lot better than it does. We just don't talk. I mean, all right. I had a girl, and I was actually thinking, because I listened to an episode where you talked about ghosting, and I didn't really ghost, but I kind of half ghosted.
Oh, hell no. Tell me what happened.
And I was just, on the way here, I was listening to Tom Rhodes. Him and his wife broke up.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And I was like, I was thinking about it on the way here, and I broke up with Paula in January, almost a year ago.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Jack. So thoughtful, Jack.
And but it's truly, I did it for a few reasons, but like I also just had my year anniversary of comedy. I did a lot of cool stuff last year. I was really happy with it. Oh yeah, no,
yeah,
not like
yeah, you did.
I like it when Kate moans. When you moan, it kind of a little bit.
I don't really moan. I just yell really. No, you did do a lot of cool stuff. You started stand up. You started acting. You started auditioning. Did you start your own podcast or something?
I'm starting. I'll hopefully come back when it's launched. But I'm launching a website in the next couple months.
Oh, okay, cool.
But I wasn't. And Joey would give me shit for it because I had this girl who he called Milkshake.
I remember Milkshake.
He called
Why
her
did
milkshake.
He call her that? I forget because
she's a thicker Milkshake. I like.
Thick, oh, she's
women.
A thick girl.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, I thought it was something way grosser than that.
No, no.
Okay.
And she was great. Like when we hung out a lot, we had a lot of sex. But she wanted like, and I was very open, which I had. I've always been a relationship guy.
Yep.
And I was pretty open. I was like, I don't want a relationship.
Yeah, you were honest about that.
And she said she was cool, and she was, but then she started wanting to go out on dates. And I just wasn't, as terrible as it sounds, and because she's a great person, if you're listening, Milkshake. she's very nice. She's rich, she's from a great family.
Damn, right. Let her take you out.
I know. She probably would have. But I just wasn't in I had no interest in
relationship.
Yeah, or even just going out on I didn't even want to go out to dinner with anybody.
Wait a second. So when you first met Milkshake, did you guys go on any dates before you hooked up, or how did you hook up?
We met on Bumble,
and she just came over.
I took her to a bar, and then it was. She was like, okay. We made out at the bar, and she was like, okay, well, I'm going to go home. I don't want to go home with you on the first date. And then as soon as she got home, she texted me, and I went over. It was a long night.
She's like, I don't want to go home with you on the first date, but if I go home after a couple hours, it's technically the next date.
It's midnight. It's midnight.
It wasn't even a couple hours. It was an hour.
That's hilarious.
Milkshake.
What the fuck?
But wait,
I ask a question?
Go for it.
I have so many questions.
Okay.
So when you meet the girls,
yes,
you tell them right away, I'm not looking for a relationship.
Yeah, and I haven't met too many this year. I think because of that, I've scared a couple people away.
That's okay.
But I say it. I used to have it in my Tinder profile, and then my therapist said I shouldn't do that.
What?
Therapist.
Why?
Because she's like, you're scary. Like, you should meet them and see if there's a connection first, and then...
Then scare them away.
Yeah, and then terrify them.
Get the fuck out of here.
Well, I just mean, you took this girl to... Like, one time I hooked up with someone who you know. I'll tell you off the air, but one time I hooked up with this guy, and from jump, he was like, I'm not trying to date anyone. He didn't say, I don't want a relationship. He said, I'm not trying to date anyone. I'm just trying to, hook up. But then he said, but if you want to have a drink, once to see if there's chemistry. So I never expected a second date after that first drink. I knew it would be a booty call if it was whatever.
Right.
Are you that clear, or because
I think I'm a little, I said I'm not into a relationship. I don't want a relationship, but I don't mind going out and getting drinks. But then, what I didn't like the whole dinner thing
is dinner. That's what bothered you.
Yeah, it sounds stupid because we have to eat dinner and all that. But it's it's kind of an intimate thing in a weird way, even though. Fucking seems more intimate, like going to dinner with somebody and
that's hilarious.
It's because you're talking.
Yeah, probably.
Fucking,
yeah.
You don't even say anything.
And it's expensive.
Yeah, I don't. I mean that has been a nice bonus for being single, but.
But that's not. It's the intimacy at dinner. That's so interesting.
Yeah, you have to talk, and if he's socially awkward, so it's a lot
Jack.
Of talking.
No, I am.
You don't. But we went out. Remember that one time we went out.
We did go once.
I took him with five girls. We had five girls.
I was talking to them.
Yeah, you loosened up.
But they were like all married and shit.
Yeah, you did bring me over with all married.
That's why they're down to fuck.
That is not true. I never cheated when I was married. That's not true. But, I mean, I wanted to.
Good times, though.
Okay, so then you told Milkshake that you just, it was too many dinner.
And we just, like Joey would give me shit because I would book an open mic or book a show and just cancel on her.
That's good.
So that's what comics do. Why would Joey give you shit for that?
Because he'd be like, stop going and doing open mics and go have sex. Like go get.
Don't listen to him.
Go get your dick wet.
Well, Joey just wanted you to get, like, Joey was just like, he needs to live. He needs to eat some ass. He just wanted you to get it out
Did
there.
Did you eat her ass?
Not her, but I
he
have.
He doesn't eat ass.
But hold on. It hasn't happened yet, but it's going to happen at the end of this month.
What?
Well, how do you plan that?
What?
You're like, hey, go clean your ass next month.
He's like, I opened a fortune cookie and it said, you will be eating ass.
I've never, only once.
For Chinese
it was
New Year.
Before my ex. It was before my ex, but.
Wait, only
I have
once
a,
what?
That I have hooked up with anyone who listened to a podcast. And then later at the end of this month, a girl's coming actually from Ohio.
Yeah, Joey told me all about this.
I'm very excited.
He told me that you are flying in.
No, she's flying herself.
Yeah, she's flying herself in, and he said she's really hot and young. And we both want to know what she wants. Because
I don't care.
Just know, I want to warn you. Yes. I'm going to warn you of one thing. Okay?
Fair enough.
Red Band, our good friend, who you know, for years used to have these girls that would find him on his podcast and shit, and he'd fly them in, and they'd be fucking, and next thing you know, they're like living with them.
She's only staying for 3 days.
Uh-huh.
She has a return ticket that I've seen.
She's from Ohio?
Yeah.
She's from Ohio.
I know.
Crazy bitches.
Yeah, I know.
You guys actually look kind of similar. It's like, she's the hottest girl that I've ever.
Thanks.
No, not you.
That was a compliment.
I know.
I think he's trying to fuck you, Kate.
Well, he doesn't eat ass, so he's out.
He found a lookalike.
No, with her, I will. With her, I will.
Why?
Because she's so fucking hot.
So the problem was never the asshole. It was just the quality of asshole that you were getting.
You didn't like Milkshake's asshole.
I even offered to let you eat mine once.
No, you didn't.
Kind of.
You did?
Not really.
And the story keeps changing immediately. What? Kind of, not really.
Well,
I didn't.
We hung it out there. Like, you wouldn't eat anyone. You said you wouldn't eat anybody's ass.
Well, I don't want to just eat ass. I want to have sex.
Oh, I get it. Yeah. Okay. You don't want to just lick the booty.
Lick the booty.
Some guys
are
into
that. That's a
terrible
lollipop.
Eat the booty like groceries.
Yeah, what are you drinking? What is this, a cough drop? You have an open, half-eaten cough drop?
No, this is fresh.
Oh, I thought you already ate half and put it back in.
I am a Jew. I do like to save it. But
that's
no,
so funny.
This is fresh.
Okay, wait. So this girl is flying in. But wait, first back to Milkshake. So you and Milkshake.
Just kind of faded apart, yeah.
And when you were fucking Milkshake. How weird is it that suddenly fucking seems... I haven't been swearing as much.
Yeah, you're fucking.
You're fucking.
Yes, sir.
You just call me sir. Fuck you.
I call Jack,
fuck
sir.
Your mother.
That's crazy.
Oh, I did hear... Because I just bought a car, so I was listening to your episode about buying a car.
Yeah.
And I have a little joke about it, but when I was 14, I worked at CVS, and I called a woman ma'am, thinking I was being professional.
You fuck.
And she said, I'd rather you call me bitch than call me ma'am. So when she said that,
Dude,
it blew my mind at 14.
That guy, you don't understand, this guy called me ma'am like 18 times. He was like, ma'am, okay, ma'am, ma'am. And finally I go, dude, can you just either call me Kate or call me bitch or just fuck, I don't care what, dumb
or. Or just call me.
Yeah. Like, stop. I go, if you keep calling women my age ma'am, you're never going to sell a car to anybody. Like, it's so offensive. I can't stand it. I know that they're just trying to be polite.
Yeah.
But this kid was like probably, he wasn't that young. That's the thing. I bet he was like 28.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, fuck you, bro. I was so mad. Stupid little shit. Anyway.
But anyways, I'm having sex.
So you're having a lot of sex, dude.
No. With Milkshake, I was for a couple months. And the last couple months has been a little bit dry.
Was Milkshake with you on your birthday? Because I remember when I text you on your birthday, you're like, I got a girl coming over. I'm going to fuck. Or I got a girl here. I'm about to fuck. And I was like, why
probably.
Are you texting me or something?
Probably.
Okay. So I also heard that you finally, I feel weird. I haven't been talking about dirty shit lately, but with Lee, I have to go there.
Yeah.
I don't bring it out of anyone else. But
it's because Joey calls me. He's so proud of you that you're getting fucked and stuff.
Oh, that's
you know?
Good to know. Because he just gives me shit constantly.
Yeah, but I have to say,
I know it's out of love.
You seem so much more confident than when I met you.
Oh, stand-up has completely changed. I just, honestly, I just pretend like I'm on stage. I don't necessarily believe what I'm saying with girls anymore.
Yeah.
But I just like, because on stage, I'll just say dirty shit to girls.
Yeah.
I don't care.
You do?
Oh, yeah, I don't care.
You're dirty talking now?
I don't do it during sex. I still don't really know what to say.
You don't say, you say whatever you want.
Let's teach him.
Yeah.
We're going to teach
him. Can I call a girl a slut during sex?
Yeah.
Really?
We get to choke her a little while you're saying
it. Yeah, you got
it. You can't be like, you slut. You can't be like, choke.
I'm blushing thinking about it.
Yeah, you know, you don't be like, I want to make love to you, then start and then be like, slut. Yeah, like, you're ashamed. But like, yeah, you totally be like, who's my, you're my dirty, oh, yeah, you're my dirty little whore. Slut.
Really? I would say
my
that.
My dirty little whore. But you have to like whisper. You do a little fucking horn and you fucking choke her a little.
Yeah, that's good.
That makes me a little nervous. I'm getting sweaty.
Wait, do girls talk? What do you do during sex? Do you talk at all?
I'm kind of quiet.
Okay.
And I've heard, my ex didn't complain about it, but some girls have been like, you have to do something.
And well, like, the problem is when you're quiet, like the last guy I hooked up with was really quiet, and it makes...
We're focusing. We're...
No, focusing on what?
Not coming.
Yeah.
That's you're a rookie. It'll change that. Don't worry.
Oh, no. I actually have a decent stamina. No, I mean...
From smoking all the weed? Like,
yeah,
take
probably.
you know what? No, I think it's from all the jerking off that I did.
You know, that actually hurt me.
Really?
I come quick when I jerk off.
Really?
I know I what have, I like.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. Me too.
I'm weird. It has to be HD, so it takes me a while. Like, I'll spend like 30 minutes looking for the right video. And
oh, it has to be HD? That's the board?
I'm not gonna come. I'm
You're
not
such
look
a nerd.
I just jerk. I just jerk up in the shower. I clean it. Oh, okay.
I've never done it in the shower. I have the best.
Lee is such a tech nerd. He's like, I can only jerk off to HD. I can't jerk off.
no commercials.
You can't see anything when it's SD. It's all grainy.
I don't know what HD means.
High definition. Oh. That's crazy.
It has to look good.
I don't want to see HD.
Not 4K, ugh, but at least 720.
How old are you?
I don't 30. Even know. 30.
Right. I used to jerk off to AOL.com, like 3 second porn. Like it would buffer. It would like loop 3 seconds.
I masturbate to Instagram videos sometimes.
What? Like your videos with high views or something? What?
No, not my own videos with high views. That's what, no. I look for, okay, you know what's weird?
Like
I kind of can
guys.
Get off to girl on girl. Oh, or there's this what? One page. Yeah. Yeah, there's this one. Yeah, it's not. But the thing is, when I get off to girl on girl, it's not because I'm so into girls. It's because I imagine
you're the girl.
There's another dude. Yeah, like I imagine like that I'm one of the girls, and then I imagine a guy that I want to bang like watching. So it's all about.
Well, that's
the
when
guy.
I get into trouble.
I like
it's
that
like
too.
The girl who
I like the watching part.
You do?
Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean you get into trouble?
The girl who Joey said gave me half the HIV.
Wait, we haven't told him about this
HIV?
Yet. Wait, hold on.
All right.
What's HIV? So,
yeah.
Well, he doesn't have HIV. Well, we don't know yet for sure, but he fucked a girl without a condom. So wait, Joey calls me today. I didn't tell the story. Joey calls me today.
You have any hand sanitizer?
I'm telling you. And I start telling
my dick.
I start telling Joey I'm having Lee on today. He goes, oh, I know. He goes, you gotta. He goes, listen. When you see Lee today, tell me looking a little pale. And I go, why? And he goes, he fucked a girl without a condom. I told him he got like 20 STDs now. He's got half the HIV. That's what he said. He said,
half the HIV.
He said, so when you see him, like, he's all paranoid. So tell him he looks a little pale. He seems a little run down.
You look a little happier.
And then when I saw him, I tried it. I love Lee so much. I couldn't keep
it going. I appreciate
it.
It would get to me because this girl.
You look a little happier. He looks red
in
the
face. He looks so happy.
She's, no.
You look like she sat on your face.
No, she didn't.
She didn't?
This girl is. There's something about crazy girls that they give, like, she gave me the best blowjob I've ever had.
Of course.
Yeah.
But she's an evil genius because if she just wanted, like, when my mom was here, we hooked up in my car.
I didn't expect the blowjob story to lead to
your mom.
And
I was like,
she gave me a blowjob in my car,
but then my mom
like
was
high
here.
School.
Wait, what?
She gave me a blowjob in my car, like high school.
Were you driving or parked?
Parked.
Oh, that sucks.
In the garage?
No, I was actually kind of nervous. The neurotic Jew came out. Like we went to like 3 different spots. Someone pulled up behind me one time. And
I'm at a red light, baby. Let's go.
You got nervous that you get caught?
Yeah.
It's not illegal unless your dick is exposed.
Well, how are you going to
get a blowjob? If it's in her mouth, no one can see it.
Well, mine's kind of big. She can still see it.
I haven't seen Lee's. I can't compare. I haven't seen yours either.
Let's go. But then when she doesn't, when she wants to have sex, she'll give me like half of one and get me all riled up.
Duh.
Which is not
That's
fair.
That's the trick.
Yeah.
But I had condoms the first time.
What do you mean it's not fair? What's wrong with fucking her?
Because then when you give half a blowjob, you get all riled up and you're like, fuck a condom. And then you.
How'd you get half a blowjob? She just stopped?
She kind of. She
that's
like,
why you have your hand
she
above her
want,
head.
Jack,
you
no.
can't go nowhere.
Jack, that's assault. By the way, one time I gave a blowjob to a friend of yours when in his car driving, and we kept hitting speed bumps. His dick kept hitting me.
That's, I thought on that move. I keep driving through a speed bump area.
Oh. I was like,
the best is when she, the best is when you have her hand in her head and she's just always like slapping your hand.
The one who's coming in at the end of the month wants to do Roadhead, which I've never done before.
You gotta
take
do
the
it.
101 freeway.
No, you did
traffic
do Roadhead. You did do Roadhead. You just weren't driving. You're still Roadhead if you're
no,
car.
It's not.
No, it's not.
It's not.
It's just a blowjob in a car.
I think Roadhead like is. Sex. I love Roadhead. I love sex where you might get in trouble. That's my favorite kind.
When you get caught.
But then I, what if I get in trouble?
Who gives a fuck? You get a ticket.
I got,
good for you.
You go to court. I got head, so officer.
Yeah. You get a celebrity mugshot.
I don't want a celebrity
mugshot. And then you're in jail for getting blown? That's
but you do,
great.
You do have to register as a sex offender.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you do.
Oh, I thought that was only if you're in front of kids or something.
No, if, there's kids even out, if you pee on the street. It's
yeah, offender. That's true.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, but I don't think any, no cop is giving you a ticket for getting a blowjob. Unless it's a woman who's like really angry at dudes.
And you fuck her too.
Jack.
No?
No.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, wait. So... Why did she want you to fuck her without a condom? Did she ask?
The first time we hooked up, she actually told me to finish inside of her, which I was like, no. The first time, I had a plan, and I used a condom like a smart person.
Yeah.
This time, it was New Year's. Okay. I don't really drink, so I spent New Year's Eve alone. I'm used to doing that.
Yeah.
And Joey called me at like 11 o'clock, was like, you need to do something. So I was like, fuck. I texted her. She came over at 2:30. She's a nice person, but she talks way too much.
Wait, she came over at 2:30 a.m.?
Yes.
After New Year's. Okay.
Yes. But she's wasted.
She wasn't that wasted, but she like at 4 in the morning, I was like, I got to go to bed. I'll see you another time.
Oh.
And then she's like, okay, well, we can have sex.
I hate that.
Yeah. So I was ready to go. I was pretty tired, and then she did a great blowjob, but stopped halfway through, and I was like, ah! And I just kind of – I literally lasted for like 8 seconds. Not even. 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Which I don't care.
But she she wanted you to fuck her without a condom, so you think that she did that half?
She didn't say anything about not a condom this time.
But you just didn't have one?
I had one, but I got up and was like,
Did you come in her?
No.
I'll bet she's pregnant. You know,
fuck you.
No, she can get pregnant. She can get pregnant from pre-gum, just so you know.
You don't even. Oh, stop.
Yeah, that's true.
That's
that.
True.
This is okay. This
you're
going to
have a baby, Lee.
Stop it.
Have you had an STD check since then?
No,
we'll go together.
You have herpes.
Shut up.
Is that what those little red bumps are?
No, I always. God damn it.
Don't
say you would kill yourself. Wait, hold on. Don't say you would kill yourself if you had herpes. It's not that big a deal.
What do you mean it's not a big deal?
It just comes every 6 months.
It's the only one that doesn't leave.
How do you know?
I heard.
No, I'm just saying a lot of people, like 1 in 4 people or something, have herpes. So if you say that, you know, then
I'm sorry. If you have herpes, don't kill yourself. But I don't get a lot of sex as it is. And to the thought of having to tell people I have herpes.
You don't have to tell them.
Well, you probably do.
She probably has herpes.
Are we finding out Kate's a terrible person?
No, I don't have herpes.
Cold sores are herpes.
The same kind.
But still herpes.
But yeah, that's true. Have you ever had a cold sore?
No. Yeah.
And I signed up for an STD test, but because Joey tortures me. So as soon as he started torturing me, I signed up. I paid for it and all that. But I was talking to some people at an open mic, and they're like, you have to wait like a week or so.
Yeah.
Or else it's not going to show up.
Does it burn when you pee? Does it burn?
No.
You squeeze your dick, does any liquid come out?
No.
You're good.
Jack, that's not
true. It's only been like 5 days.
Guys.
I think that there are some things guys can carry that there's not symptoms for.
Oh, you told me about that HPV thing.
Well, the HPV thing I don't care about.
You should.
It's not bad, right?
Why?
Because you're gonna
everyone
pass
has it
to everybody.
HPV is cool. HIV not cool.
Right.
HPV.
HPV is not cool. All right. Whatever.
Want to make a T-shirt? I have HPV, but it's not HIV.
So you basically so you might have a chick pregnant now.
No, I don't. I even asked her as she was leaving. I was like, when is your period coming? She's like, usually comes the 7th or the 8th. And then I was up until 5 in the morning on New Year's Day because I was Googling. I was Googling menstruation cycles and when you're most fertile, and I was fine.
You're actually most fertile your period.
No, you're not. You're most fertile 12 days in, and it's 2 days before, 2 days after.
Do you have a vagina?
No, I Googled the shit. I went
Fuck
to like
Google.
8 different sites.
I don't believe in Google.
Well, just so you know, you could have still got her pregnant. But
no,
if you have a baby,
this.
If you have a girl, will you name it after me?
If I have a girl, I'm going to jump out of an airplane.
But were you high?
No. Kind of, actually.
Well, then your sperm is high. So it's not going to get in
there.
So how easy is it? So wait a second. First of all, Joey also told me that you finally came on a girl's face and that you never did that before.
No, I haven't. I'm going to do that with at the end of the month.
How do you do this? You plan it? Like you told her, hey, I'm going to come in your face and eat your ass. You told her that?
You told her?
No, she told me.
I want you to come in my face.
This girl's definitely a hooker.
Oh my God.
Have you checked?
Did Joey pay her to come
I've been talking to her. I've been talking to her for a few years, actually.
A few years?
Yeah.
Joey said she's like 21.
Yeah.
You've been talking to her since like 18?
But I was still in a relationship. That's, she sent me some
what
art.
What are you, R. Kelly?
No, Jesus Christ.
She sent me art?
She sent me art, and we didn't talk for like a couple of years. And then when I broke up, she messaged me again, and we just started talking recently.
What does she do for work?
She works at a store.
McDonald's. Nice. She's 21. Wait.
Shh, can I take your order?
So
some dick?
She lives in Ohio, and she's a fan of the podcast.
Yes.
So she's coming out.
Yes.
That's cool.
You staying in your place?
We might either do that or I might get a hotel. I'm not sure yet.
Get a hotel. Because if she's crazy, then she knows where you live.
Yeah, don't let her have your address.
Yeah.
It's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
If she's listening to this, you seem like a nice person.
Yeah, no.
I know, yeah.
I'm sure you're cool. But,
eat
you know,
her ass.
She's a fan. Cool. You probably shouldn't give her your address. Although, then again, people are sending me fucking soup to my house. And
yeah, like, how do they find your address?
I sent you that shirt.
It's really... You did?
Yeah.
The Rocky shirt?
Mm-hmm.
You did not.
Of course not.
I was going to say, somebody told me.
I have had people find my address and my phone number.
It's actually,
yeah, you can Google it. You can Google it.
It's shockingly easy. I mean, like, I've been able to find, like, I've dated guys that are way more famous than me, and I have, like, Googled it before, and it pops right up.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah. Okay, wait. So, shit, what was I going to tell you? Oh, I have a New Year's Eve date fail that I didn't talk about. Well, okay, did you listen to the podcast episode? It doesn't matter. I did a podcast episode about the guy I was supposed to go out with on New Year's Eve, and I'm so fucking mad. And you guys, I'm mad at myself because I've been growing and I've been doing so good at not like over texting guys and blowing up at them and doing that crazy Kate shit that
I do.
The
last time we talked, you put your pussy juice on a picture.
That was a long time ago. That was months ago.
Oh my God. Was there pussy juice on there too?
No, that was months ago. Yeah. Well, no, I just wrote on the sign. There
was... I didn't know that.
No, there wasn't, but I wrote on the sign.
How do you have pussy juice? How did you get it warmed up?
I didn't, but I wrote on the sign. I said, this has been glued to your door with pussy juice that I procured myself because you wouldn't fuck me or something.
Oh my God.
And then you also said something on a podcast that blew my mind for like 3 weeks.
What?
Like, you're like, sometimes before I have sex, I taste myself. And I'm what do you mean? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I have to.
Lots of people do that.
I got to get a whiff. Like,
definitely.
Yeah, a whiff is different than a taste.
Nice. The girl that is letting you eat her ass is probably tasted. I mean, you know, as a taste test, you okay.
Jesus Christ.
Especially if it's like a few days after your period or something, you want to make sure it's fresh.
And then you go, I have to go freshen up in the bathroom. That means they're.
I didn't know they did a taste test, though.
Well, yeah. Not everybody, I guess, but I do. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, if you eat her ass and it smells like ass, she didn't do the taste test.
Would you not taste your own, you know, just make sure?
No, what do you mean?
Not even a drop?
Of my cum?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Come on.
I've smelled it. I'm not going
to If she
it.
Blows you and she has cum in her mouth and she tries to kiss you, you kiss her? Yeah, you
if
did.
She
you
blows
nasty
me,
fuck.
If she blows me, I'll kiss her, but not when she still has cum in her mouth.
But what if she swallowed it and then she spit it out and there's still some in there?
Yeah.
I give a peck. I don't make do a make out.
Peck, I don't do a make.
What are the rules for that?
I don't care. It's me.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. That's what I
kind of care.
You shouldn't care.
I mean, you're disgusting.
I want you to taste it. We're gonna do that next time I come on Joey's podcast. What? Make you
How
taste
am I gonna
it.
Get my cum?
In a
Bring
cup?
Some.
What is it? Two comics, one cup.
That's definitely a felony to drive around my own cum.
No, it's not. That's not illegal. It's like breast milk.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's like
milk tastes good.
How am I going to transfer it? Like a water bottle like this? I'll just aim it.
It is totally not illegal to drive around with a little cum in your thing.
That's disgusting. I'm not going to be here for that.
Okay, listen. So here's the date fail, okay? That's what I did. I'm pissed. By the way, we should have hung out on New Year's Eve because I ended up like just hanging out with my girlfriend until like 11 and then I just went home before traffic. Before
oh, wow. Midnight. That's funny.
So I was supposed to go out with this guy. This motherfucker hit me up. First of all, he followed me like a year ago. He's a fan. And he hit me up like, I don't know, a couple weeks ago. And he's like, we got to go out on New Year's Eve. We have to. I'm going to be in L.A. We got a party together. And I was like, well, I don't even know if I'm going to be there. I wasn't even into this guy. Like, he's not my type. But... you know, he was like adamant and persistent. He kept texting me every day. It's like, so New Year's Eve, you coming back? You coming back? We gonna do it? We gonna hang out? So finally, I was like, what do you want to do? Because I'm not a big New Year's Eve. I don't like those amateur nights where, like, everybody's out. He was like, I was thinking dinner at Catch and then a night out on the town. That's a quote. Oh, and he goes, I'm bringing my best friend with me. So he's got, like, a dude coming with him. He's like, I'm staying at my agent's house. It's right on the beach. And I'm like, this all sounds cool, right? So we're texting up until New Year's Eve. That day, he sends me a text at, like, noon. And he goes, hey, so, or I go, I send him a text at noon. I go, what's the plan tonight? Like, what time are you thinking? And then he never writes back till like six or something. And then he's like, well, I'm doing dinner at Catch at eight. He says, I'm not like us.
Where?
And then, we're going to go to Hyde. So, maybe like meet at Hyde. And now I'm like pissed. Cause I'm like, oh, fuck that. Like, I'm not going to Hyde.
I deserve dinner.
Yeah. Yeah. And not only that, but Hyde, gross. I was
What's Hyde? I don't
do you know. Nightclub. It's a nightclub. You know what I wrote him back? I said, you're going to Hyde? What year is it? 2002? Tell Paris Hilton she's going to be a really big deal soon. Like, I was like, why the fuck are we going to Hyde? I hate clubs, you know. So then he was like, haha, very funny. We'll probably get there around 11. Like, he just wasn't getting it.
Yeah.
And then I was like, what happened to dinner? I thought we were going to go to dinner. And then... he was like, well, we have a reservation at 8. He was just avoiding it. Yeah. So I said, you know, I'm cool. I think I'm just going to do something else. I don't really want to meet up. We've never even gone out.
Yeah.
I go, I don't want to meet at 11 at a club. I've never met you. You know, I'd rather ring in the New Year with my friends. Then he goes, who's going to be my midnight kiss?
Yeah, I don't know.
Don't you think that's really presumptuous? Like, fuck you.
It's Hyde. Go hide and seek. Find someone.
That's what I said. So then I go, you're going to be at Hyde. Everybody wants to party. And he was like, but they're not you. And then I had a moment where I was like, oh, right? But then I said...
I'm hungry.
Yeah. My whole thing is I'm just like, fuck you, dude. You can't even buy me dinner. Hell no. So then I said... hey, listen, I'm not showing up at a club at 11:30 and making out with you at midnight. Let's do this some other time. Have fun. So he writes back, all right, bummer, whatever. Next day, I never hear from him. Then the next morning, I wake up and I have a text from him. And he's like, oh, fuck, I forgot the most important thing. The most important thing is he was like, bummer, I was really looking forward to hanging with you or whatever. And I wrote back, look, I'm done dating guys that won't make plans. That's a quote. And then he said, this is what I forgot. He said, who said anything about dating? I thought we were just like, you know, kicking it, whatever, like that fuck boy shit. So I didn't answer. Then 2 days later, he texts me and he goes, I never said I didn't want to date you. I just didn't know that that's what it was. Right. So then I was kind of bitchy. I wrote back, well, it didn't have to be a date. But it's definitely not going to be now. I don't want to date
him. Damn.
This guy's a really well-known athlete. So, like, he's used to just, like, chicks banging him. I'm sure he's just used to girls showing up at Hyde and doing whatever the fuck he wants. So I wrote that. Now, here's where I did a bad thing. So I wrote that, and he never answered. And I know, like I said, I don't want to date you, but now I'm like, this motherfucker should have at least said, hey, sorry, it went down like that. Something, right? So he never answered.
Are you allowed to say this on the podcast? Are you going to be breaking any laws in the end of this story?
No, I'm not going to break any laws. No, it's not that bad, but I just, the reason I'm mad at myself is because I should have left it at that. And then... he liked one of my photos.
Oh, that bastard.
I just got so fucking mad. And then all day I got a little more, like the more I thought about it, I got more angry because I go, that motherfucker, that means he thought I was the type of chick that was going to show up at Hyde at 11:30 and fuck him or make out with him at least. And I was like, fuck him. Who does he think he is? I started to get mad.
Posting more pictures of your tits.
No, I didn't do that. Actually, I'm proud of myself. You know what I did do? I unfollowed him on Instagram and then I blocked him and unblocked him. So he's not following me anymore. So I wouldn't like post anything like that. But what I did do is I sent him a stupid petty text that night. So he knew I was pissed and I wish I hadn't, but I said,
what are the texts?
Well, he told me he was thinking of moving here. So I wrote, I wrote to him and I go, hey, wait, I go, great talk. Thanks for answering. You should definitely move to LA. You'll fit right in with all the shallow fuck boys out here. That's what I sent him. It's embarrassing.
And he knows he won.
How did he win?
Because you're bothered.
Well,
That's a win.
Not anymore, but I was at that moment. Yeah. Well, how is that a win?
Guys like that. Guys like control. It's like, oh, I'm not thinking about her, but she's thinking about me.
Guys like it when you're bothered.
I don't. I get anxiety. But like, I would get like if I thought she was mad at me, I'd be like, huh.
Because when girls are mad at you, that means they still want you.
But he was a fan. Really? He was a big fan. He followed me before I ever knew who he was and was like, big fan.
Okay, guys, today's sponsor is Simple Health. I feel like Simple Health has chosen me because they know I need birth control. I'm not even having sex right now, but on the chance that I do, no child should be allowed in this womb. It's not time, and it's not time for many of you. So I want you to go get birth control brought to you by Simple Health. No doctor's office, no waiting room, no pharmacy line. It's so convenient, guys. You can literally get the birth control prescribed, renewed, and delivered from wherever you are on your own schedule. There's no reason you shouldn't have access to birth control. All of you, there's no reason. Even if you don't have insurance or access to a doctor, that shouldn't prevent you from having access to birth control, in my opinion. I think it's so important that you can get your hands on it. And Simple Health helps cut out those barriers for all women. Birth control is a personal choice, and Simple Health is a discreet and comfortable option. There's no labels on the package. No one needs to know, including your mailman, what's coming, or mailwoman. They don't need to know about your sexual activity, but you do need to take care of you. And Simple Health, they only trust brands that are approved by licensed physicians. So, I mean, there's over 100 brands of the pill, the patch, the ring that you can choose from. And it's all very simple, guys. Simple Health offers affordable care regardless of insurance. They accept insurance, and birth control is free with most insurance plans. For those without insurance, birth control pills start at $15 a month, and delivery is free for everyone. $15 a month? Jeez. I'm not just saying this. That's so cheap. That's crazy. I mean, to not have to worry about getting pregnant. This is really important, guys. I do have to say, this service is not a replacement for routine evaluations by your primary care physician or gynecologist. Obviously, you still need to go in for routine checkups. This doesn't replace that. But this way, you can get a hold of birth control. Simply, it's convenient. It's comfortable. There it is. I want you guys to go to simplehealth.com/datefails. The prescription is usually $20, but Simple Health is offering you a prescription for free. Go to simplehealth.com/datefails or enter the promo code datefails at checkout. That's a free prescription when you go to simplehealth.com/datefails or enter promo code datefails at checkout. Please, guys, I want to say this one time that when you go support our sponsors. They support more episodes of the podcast, and everybody's happy, including me, because I can record more episodes. So check that out. Get your birth control. Tell your friends. Boom.
But the problem is, like, the thing that's blown my mind this year is that a lot of girls will just
fuck you.
Not even fuck. Like, in February, I don't know if I'd been here yet. I think I had. I met a girl at the store. I performed that night, but she didn't see me.
That's the Comedy Store, for those of you that don't follow.
Sorry, it's the Comedy Store.
Could be anywhere, Target.
And we met, we exchanged Instagrams, and we had a date, and had got rescheduled. Like, I rescheduled it 3 times, and it went from a date to her coming over at midnight.
Damn.
And it happens.
Actually, like, that does happen.
It happens a lot. Like, I used to be a relationship guy, and
now it's you're like, I don't need to.
Now you're a whore.
I've always been a whore.
Oh, yeah.
Since the last time we talked, how many
One
girls?
That I had slept with before my ex.
That was the first one.
Yeah. One.
Oh, yeah. That was the one you had fucked once when you came on here because you told that story.
About 3 or 4. I can't remember.
Good for you.
Not many.
It's great. Nice. In a year?
Is that a lot?
You're doing good for you. Oh, are you
yeah,
kidding?
That's great. You're like Brad Pitt.
You are kind of mean today, Kato. No. Just talking
for you.
No, I don't mean
for you. I'm surprised it wasn't a negative number.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean that because you can't get girls. No.
For you,
no,
four is like 100.
Wait, I didn't mean that because you can't get girls. I meant because when you first came in here, you were like, "How do I even?"
Yeah, you were so shy.
You're so nervous.
What's a one night stand? How do I get girls? I remember, you were really shy about.
Yeah,
girls.
You didn't
yeah,
even.
Now you're talking about eating ass.
Yeah, you're gonna eat. Okay.
I'm excited.
I think Joey slips you something in your weed.
I think, well, no, I think the stand-up is really making you more confident. I think that's what it is.
100%.
What was I going to say?
I didn't even tell you this.
What?
I opened for Joey in La Jolla.
Ooh. Yeah.
And I kind of messed up, but not. One night, I was outside when Joey was on stage. This girl came out. We start talking, and I have a joke, I think about blowjobs or something. And she just straight up said to me, I'll blow you.
What?
What?
At the Comedy Store in La Jolla?
Yeah.
What and the I was like, fuck? What?
And I was like, okay. And she's like, I'm just going to go vape, and I'll be right back. And the mistake I made is I didn't follow her. But
how is that a mistake? She said, I'm going to go vape, and I'll be right back. If you follow her, you're a little creepy.
But
back.
That's what I thought. I thought it'd be creepy. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to stand outside in the same spot.
You waited for a blowjob.
I did. She didn't come back, and then I was talking to the guys who worked there, and she was a girl who used to work at the Cat House in Nevada.
The cat? Is that a whore house?
Yeah, it's a bunny ranch.
And I told the story, and then I forget her real name, but they were like, "Oh, you met Crystal."
What?
And I was like, "She." They were like, "She says that to everybody."
Oh.
And I was
she like, wasn't really gonna do it ever.
No, I think she was, but for she sure left. Was. She brought her family to the show.
Oh, yeah. It's not a real.
If a girl offers you a blowjob, you follow her.
Yeah, no, that's what I learned.
Like in real life, not on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. And then I had a girl give me her number recently at a show.
There like, it goes.
But this one's kind of. She gave me her. I didn't ask for it. She gave me her number after the show on a napkin, heart over the eye.
Damn, heart over the eye. Oh, ooh,
slut.
What a whore.
But then like, I've been texting with her, but she doesn't seem that it, like I was like, why would you give me your number and not be interested?
Well, that's easy. I can tell you that one.
Okay.
Because it's happened to me before where like maybe I'm out, I'm a little buzzed, there's a 2-drink minimum at the show, you're kind of talking to somebody, maybe you just had a fight with your boyfriend or you're kind of whatever that night, a little horny, give a guy your number, like this seems like a good plan. And then a few days later you're sober and he's texting you and you're like,
okay,
that's all. That happens sometimes.
Yeah. Okay, because I try to make sure like I'm not gonna come off as a creep.
Aw, Lee.
That's the wrong attitude to have.
But no, it's not to be a good
go
guy.
Go in there, be a creep. It's they not, want that.
It's not to be a good guy. It's I don't want to be put on blast.
That's smart. You shouldn't, because you're kind of a public figure, too. So the last thing you need is... Although, then again, it's you.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you can do whatever you want.
I try to be a good... But so one time, I think this was... I don't think I was here. I met a girl online. We talked. And at, like, 12, she's like, come over. And this is another mistake I made. I took a shower. But she lived kind of far away. By the time I got there...
She was asleep.
So I texted her twice in one phone call... And I was like, that's it. I'm not going to keep blowing it up. And I ended up blocking her after that. Because, like...
That shit makes you angry. It's almost like me with the athlete, dude. It's like when someone just disrespects your time. That's what it is for me.
Right.
I don't give a fuck if you don't take me to dinner. If he had texted me at 6 and gone, hey, look, dinner is just me and the boys. But I definitely want to hang. So that would have been cool. But for him to just... not say yes or no either way to dinner and kind of like leave me on that's what pisses me off. It's just a time thing. Like, we're busy, man. You know, I could do something else with that time other than sit around and wait.
Yeah, but no, it's true.
I'm proud of myself because honestly, Kate, a year ago, would have fucked that dude or at least maybe not fucked him, but at least been like, well, he's a pro athlete.
A
like,
year ago,
like,
it's been 4 days.
No, I'm saying like a year ago, like you know me, like in the past, like if a guy was like an athlete or a musician or I used to be so excited about that. Now I don't care what you do or who you are. Like if you aren't respectful, I'm like, Bye, bitch. That's it.
That's good.
I'm so proud. I'm growing.
Good girl.
But I haven't had sex in 3 months, so I mean, like, all of this could go out the window the minute I find some hot dick. Yeah. Aren't you so amazed?
And her vagina really got tighter.
3 months, and I haven't done any drugs or really drank. I mean, I've had, like, a half a drink here and there. I don't count that.
I know. I just love, because every time we talk, you're like, I don't do anything except I did this.
Yeah. Well, no, but I haven't done any drugs since my birthday, and I haven't drank really other than like I haven't been buzzed, let's put it that way, since like before Christmas. Isn't that nuts?
Let's go drink.
I know, I could really use one. And then I told Jack today, I go, my new car, I bought a car.
Yeah.
It's a terrible experience.
Yeah, it really is. Did you just get one too?
Yeah.
Ugh. Well, my new car doesn't have a key. So I told Jack, I can't do blow anymore. No keys.
That's funny.
What did you buy?
I've had a Volkswagen. I feel like a terrible Jew, but I've had it for 6 years. And I went to a bunch of places. I actually ran into a buddy of yours at North Hollywood Toyota.
Manny?
Yeah. And they were great. But, like, A, it's super expensive. And then, B, at that one place, and I don't want to put them on blast, they made you sign something that they sell your information unless they mail you something and you have to opt out of it in the mail. And
what?
I was like, this seems weird.
Sell your information.
Just put it on blast. I put Glendale Hyundai on fucking blast. That place is a piece of shit.
What information? They have my information.
Yeah. Well, and did you opt out of something?
No. I know.
They said when I was filling out the credit app, it was like, we sell your information to these companies.
And that's why my phone's blowing up for freaking telemarketers.
Oh, you mean when you buy the car?
Yeah.
I thought you meant like when you. That's probably standard.
I didn't sign it anywhere else, and I just went back to the same dealership that I've been at for 6 years.
Why were you filling out credit applications at so many?
I only filled it at one place. But I've looked at it. I've filled out credit apps at other places before.
Oh, I see. And you've never seen it. Yeah.
It seemed weird.
I don't know.
So I just went back. Just kidding. And I got the same car, but they bumped me up 2 levels. So I have like actually a nice Cheddar now.
But I like that dealership because they actually sponsor my comedy festival.
Oh, no. My ex bought her car there.
Oh, okay, cool.
Which one?
North Hollywood Toyota.
No, actually, nice I went to the Toyota place, too, and they were good. I just didn't like the car as much. But the Glendale Hyundai people, man, they're creeps. You know what they do there?
Glendale.
Is they drive you to, well, there's a lot where they store the cars.
Yeah, that happened to me,
too. Yeah, they take you to that lot to see the cars, and then they won't bring you back. Like, I almost called an Uber. I was like, you're out there all by yourself. It's dark.
They didn't bring you back?
No, the guy was annoying the fuck out of me. The guy kept trying to make me buy cars I didn't want to the point of I would go, I want this in white. And he'd go, why would you want white? Silver is better. Because he just wanted to sell me what they had in stock.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm like, dude, are you fucking dumb? Like, I'll order a car.
Yeah.
I don't have to have it today, but like, you're so short-sighted. And then I was like getting so annoyed. I finally go, look, just take me back. I don't want to look anymore. And he was like, well, let me just show you 2 more. I was like, no, dude, I really want to go back. And he's like, well, have you seen? Like, he kept arguing and I'm stuck there.
It's a sales car salesman. They're so sleazy.
Yeah, but it's different when you're on the lot and you can just walk off and leave. This was like a parking lot behind a Ralph's.
Maybe he was trying to take
they take
you, like,
your keys sometimes.
That's what I thought.
They hold your ID. Can't your ID?
Yeah,
all that shit.
I'm looking for like what my goal for this next, like, I don't know if I'll achieve it this year. But like, I want to be able to go. I don't need a Tesla, but like, I want to go someplace and not have to worry about the money. Just be like, I want this car. Yeah, I'll give you the $2,000 down, whatever it is. Like for me, like it was a big deal that like I didn't put any money down for this car, so it was just like that's my goal for this like upcoming year. It's like just do a little bit better.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I've never done this before, but you know how I bought my car was I banked with Chase. And I
heard of that after, which I got mad that I didn't know about that.
I didn't know either. So I banked with Chase. So like I was like, oh, maybe I'll just apply for a loan through Chase and then go shop with the loan already approved. And when you do that, they ask you what kind of car you're looking at. And then they literally will approve you for that specific model for the lowest price they can find. So they kind of cut out all the bullshit for you.
That was smart. I leased mine, though.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. It was great.
But you straight up bought yours?
I buy cars because when I do drive, I go far. Like, I'll go snowboard and shit. So I put a lot of miles on them. I don't use them much locally, but I road trip.
Okay. So I like that,
them.
Too.
Yeah. What was I going to ask you? Oh, I know. Besides dating.
Yes.
Because at the end of this episode, I think that me and Jack should coach you a little on dirty talk. You need to dirty talk.
Okay.
That will take your sex game from a 7 to a 10.
And you
okay?
Yeah. You make her come quicker.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You'll make her come so
many
more
times.
With dirty
talk, you make him come?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Girls are that mental?
It's yes. a trick. It's
That's
a
crazy.
Jedi oh, I have so many tips for you. Okay, wait, all but right. before that,
my face is getting real red.
Do you want to plug any upcoming, you got any good shows coming up or anything like that? What's going on with you stand-up wise? How's it going?
It's going, I'm having a lot of fun on Saturday. When is this coming out?
On the next Friday. Not tomorrow. Not today, next week, a week.
Okay, so tomorrow, at the, I'm with Agostino, actually.
No, not tomorrow. Oh, wait, yeah, I get yeah. it. You're saying next Saturday.
Right. Tomorrow I'm with Agostino and Adam Ferreira at the Promenade Playhouse in Santa Monica. I am very lucky. You would have missed it, but I'm for the second time I'm doing a Skylar Stone show in the main room.
Shut the fuck
which
up!
I'm really excited about.
That's amazing. The main room That's of the awesome. Comedy Store. That's such a good show.
And then I just our buddy Johnny Rock or Johnny Roque in San Bernardino in February.
Nice. Killing it. Boo. I have to say that when I did Joey's show with you at Irvine, I couldn't believe how much better you've gotten already so fast. You're so confident. He's like dancing when brought me on stage. It's like shit that people don't usually do for a long time, for real. But so
I'm having a lot of fun. It's because I've done a lot of shows that a 1 year comic normally doesn't get to do. So I've been pretty lucky and I'm having a lot of fun doing it.
Well, you got fans killing.
It's nice having the best show. Well, actually, my best show of last year was probably Skylar's show in the main room.
Yeah.
But the one I was most excited for was I went and opened for Joey in Boston at the Wilbur.
Two shows
in front of 1,100 people. It was fucking in my hometown.
That's amazing.
So cool.
It was so fun.
Well, you should know that Joey called me after La Jolla and was like, Lee did so good. And
really?
Like, he wouldn't say that if it wasn't true. He was like, Lee's getting so funny, so like he's goofy. And
oh, that's nice.
He also said, I got him so stoned before he went on stage. I was like, oh, I'm sad I missed that.
Oh, yeah. No, I have to practice because we get fucked up before the shows.
Yeah, I know you guys are crazy. I don't know how they do it. When I was with Joey at Gotham, the green room is so small, and he was smoking, and the host was smoking, and then Joey brought like his whole family, and it was like 45 people in a room smaller than this. Like it was crazy, and they were all smoking, and I was just baked out of my mind from just being in the room. So
wow.
I don't know how you do it, but all right, let's give Lee some quick tips because we only have like 5 more minutes, and there's another podcast coming in.
All right.
We're going to give you some sex tips, okay?
Right.
First of all, when you eat this chick's ass.
Should I write this down?
Are you really going to eat her ass?
I think
real?
I will, yeah.
You think you will?
Yeah, because you said I could open for you if I do so.
Yeah, you can. I love that he's sticking to that.
I'll send you a picture with my tongue in the asshole just to prove it.
No, don't.
Yeah, we don't
believe it. You don't have to do that. We'll believe you.
Jack's like, I don't want to see that. All right, listen.
She has a nice ass.
Well, forget the eating ass thing. You can figure out how to eat ass, right? You know how to eat
it's
ass.
It's a little hole.
I'm just imagining licking it.
Just a little lick around the rim.
Around it?
Around the
sphincter. The sphincter.
In and out is not, to me,
I'm not
going to
put my
is...
tongue in the asshole. I'll lick. So
you don't have
I'll
to.
I'll just lick up and down. No?
No, it's not around. Puppy.
You don't have to put
your
tongue
tease
in.
It. Don't put your whole tongue in. Tease it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. See, do you know, like the difference between like the clit and the vagina, right?
Yes, I'm not 8.
I'm just checking.
Oh, I made
there's
girls.
A labia majora, labia minora.
I have a joke about this. And I know we only have a few minutes. So
physiology.
Wow,
what's up?
I made a girl squirt.
I don't think that's physiology. What? You made a girl squirt?
Yeah, it was great.
She probably peed on it.
How much squirt?
A lot.
Really?
It kind of like.
How'd you do it?
This with my fingers.
Oh damn! How'd you learn that? That must. Be
I didn't. It was.
See,
it was surprising.
Let me
it was
see
great.
Look.
You did it by accident.
I did this and then
Spider-Man?
I did the top, and it kind of just exploded.
The look I did with the thumb. You want to get slow
motion?
Are
you sure she wasn't pregnant and her water broke?
This one was a weird one because she told me she worked at Ralph's, but she wouldn't tell me which Ralph's.
Oh. That's weird.
Yeah, this one was a little weird.
That's
Tinder can get a little weird.
I like how the girls are worried about like you stalking them. Like you're like, I don't want you to know where I live. She's
this
like,
this one was weird. She came over at like 2 a.m.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
That's a real freak.
She's definitely squirted.
Sex addict.
Oh, yeah.
God damn.
I liked it.
All right, so Jack, give him the dirty talk tips.
It's basically, dude, it's heavy breathing, whispering, and just making
so you whisper
connection. It? You whisper, you fucking dirty little whore, and then you kind of choke her, and then like you don't squeeze her, like you kind of stroke your hand through her neck, and then just give a little grip.
That I did a little bit this year.
You did?
Not for too, because it made me nervous. Yeah. So I would do it for like a second.
You
I would do that.
Choke,
I'll pull
really
the hair a little bit.
Ooh, that's good. Pull the hair.
That I don't mind. But it feels weird to be like, you dirty bitch. Like,
no, don't laugh. You can't laugh. You have to be serious. Like, or you can like look at her pussy right before you like lick it. You fucking go closer and you talk dirty to it and you fucking put a little spit on it.
Ooh, I have a good one too.
She jumped like you threw it on her.
I got a good one too. This is a great one. Oh my God. Girls will come like so many times from this. Like, tell her she's not allowed to come. Do you do that one?
No, I don't say that.
Okay, like, I'm gonna use it. I fucked this guy one time, and like, I'd be like on top of him, right? And then like, when I would be getting close, he'd be like, "Don't you fucking come till I said, don't you dare come till, if you come before I tell you you can come, I swear to God, I'll never fuck you again."
That's good.
And then it makes you try to hold it, and the more you try to hold it,
the more
you want to come.
Damn.
And then finally, okay, he'll be like, "Okay, come for me." And then like, it's like, it's super hot.
Yeah, I say, "Come on my fucking dick. Come on my fucking, you fucking dirty whore. Come on my fucking dick,
right? You dirty whore." You say that. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, say it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And
yeah,
then grab her ass, like shake it a little and just slap it.
That's what I had to get used to, is like actually spanking kind of hard.
Yeah, you gotta go. Yeah. You gotta like just like grab, like get a basketball and go pa.
Practice gripping a basketball. Like, can you palm a basketball?
You have little hands. Let me see. Yeah, no, you can just slap it a little.
Okay, let's hear you practice. Pretend you're fucking. Go.
Go. Action.
You dirty little whore. I don't know.
I can't even. That was pretty good.
All right.
Don't come for me. Do that part.
Don't you dare come, you dirty little slut.
But take a deep breath.
But I'm gonna smile.
Do a deep breath. Get a deep breath and go, "You fucking dirty little whore.
You dirty whore."
Get in her ear. You know what I mean? Get close. That way if you laugh, she won't know.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to pull her hair. "You dirty little whore. Don't you dare come."
Are you there? That's good.
I don't know where to go from there.
That was good.
We got a hair in the lab. I like
that's
it.
That's good. We'll end on that. Okay, don't come until I say you can come. That's what you're. Don't you dare come until I tell you you can come.
Or you
tell you can come.
Ride my big ass dick.
Oh, and this is the best.
Ride my Jewish dick.
Yeah. And then just say, "Do you like fucking? How you like being fucked by the Christ killer, baby?" Yeah.
You just got Christ killed. You just got a flying Jude.
Oh, I love you, Lee. Thank you for coming.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you for coming, guys. Make sure you follow Lee if you don't, at Lee Syatt. Go check out his shows. Follow Jack at Jack Junior Comic, and follow me at Kate Q Funny. I love you guys. This has been Date Fails. Bye.